Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Good morning and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. I am Edward Fulyun and I am so pleased to have you join us this morning for our online service. I'd like to begin this morning by sharing a prayer with you for our firefighters. This prayer is also available on our Instagram page, CSL Santa Rosa, one word, on Instagram, where you can copy and paste it or visit it on your own. I invite you to take a breath in with me and letting your eyes close. Let these words resonate inside of you. There is one life. That life is the divine. There is one mind. That mind is the divine. The divine is the presence that flows through all that is, through all people, places, and things. That presence is the unifying power. underpinning all of creation, residing at the center of all that is. There is one life, and it lives through me. There is one mind, and it thinks through me. Its presence resides at the center of my being, inspiring this prayer. Its presence permeates all that is. Its unifying power connects me to all that is. Through it, I feel my kinship with all who serve. From this awareness, I speak my word for and about our firefighters, recognizing their call to service and honoring their courage and strength. I am affirming that the mind that flows through me flows through each one of them, guiding, directing, supporting, and steering them. I dwell in the awareness of this inner presence, so that my every thought embraces our firefighters and first responders with calm gratitude. I am filled with this gratitude. Gratitude that what is known in my mind is known in divine mind and is known everywhere throughout creation. I am filled with gratitude, especially that the law of spirit is active now, translating this prayer into action in me and in our first responders. And so I continue to gratefully embrace our firefighters with appreciation, respect, and thanksgiving. I release this prayer into that creative field, which is the mind of the divine, and rest assured that its law is at work. And so it is. Amen. At the Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa, we are inspired by a vision of a world that works for everyone. And so we are called to support each other spiritually and with our hearts and our prayers during times such as these. And so I encourage you to participate also by how we say in our tradition, by knowing the truth. And what we mean by that is the truth, that there is a power for goodness that we may use, especially with our beautiful minds. In my role as spiritual leader of Centers for Spiritual Living, I make weekly videos, short videos about the theme for the month. I'd like to play this short video about faith for you, leading us into our time of prayer and contemplation. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Hello, I'm Edward Fillion. September at Centers for Spiritual Living is all about faith. And this week's topic is skepticism, doubt, and faith. My grandmother had faith that all things would work out in time. I realize now that it took great strength for her to proclaim that faith when life disproved it frequently. She would nevertheless resolutely declare that she expected good to come about. And then she would wait for things to work out as expected. I doubted sincerely that she was right, and yet she was. An observer might not be able to tell what her religion was, but they would be able to tell that she had faith in something, an elegant rightness with the world. I admired her expectation of good, but I didn't always share it. Taking a risk to believe something without proof seemed reckless. I remember learning in Bible class that faith is what makes a person whole. I remember teachers repeating Jesus' words to the centurion, "It shall be done for you as you have believed. As if they were saying something comforting. But Jesus' words did not give me the confidence they gave to the centurion. They distressed me. I worried that faith meant being able to believe in something utterly impossible. On the one hand, I felt like Alice, who through the looking glass protested to the White Queen, saying, "There's no use trying. One can't believe impossible things." And on the other hand, I wanted to believe what the Queen said. And I felt encouraged when she answered, "I dare say you haven't had much practice. When I was your age, I always did it for half an hour a day. Why, sometimes I've believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast." Perhaps faith was a matter of practice, and I could learn to stretch the boundaries of what I thought was possible or likely by paying attention to and noticing the many times that, as my grandmother said, things would work out in the end. A healthy dose of questioning is a great tool for getting clear on what I believe and trust. And a healthy dose of imagination is also a great tool for expanding horizons. I look forward to exploring faith with you this month. My blessings to you.
there is one. One beautiful, powerful, infinite, loving spirit. It is the creator and the creation, life itself, giving out of its generous heart, giving its goodness, its harmony, its peace, its joy, its beauty, this divine life, expressing everywhere all the time, infinite and imperfect, infinite and eternal, right here, living its life as each one of us. We each are an emanation of this living spirit. Its breath is our breath, its heartbeat is our heartbeat, and we are one with it and we are one with each other. So I'm accepting that today's Sunday service, as we come together in celebration, as we come together in spiritual community, that it uplifts us, it inspires us. We breathe into it and it breathes itself through us. So we are able to open our hearts and our minds to a greater experience of life, a greater experience of the goodness, the beauty, the power, and the joy that life is. So I give thanks for this time together of celebration, of inspiration, of knowing, of being in spiritual community. And I entrust this prayer into the mind of the divine that manifests it in our lives. And so it is. Amen. Hello, I'm Diane Tupania, prayer practitioner at the Center. Here's today's affirmation from our Beyond 2020 Spiritual Vision Book of Affirmations. Divine breathes through me, beats my heart, and renews me in each moment. I am inseparable from this one life and from all its forms.
You will do amazing things with the choice each new day brings. And with every step you take, bless the progress that you make. The reason you live is there in every gift you give. Love your life, love your dreams. Will do amazing things. Amazing, amazing. You will do amazing things. Amazing. Places you will go, and the people you will know. Don't worry where or when or how. You don't need to know that now. You're on the right track. No need to look ahead or back. Just enjoy what this day brings. Will do amazing things. Amazing, amazing. You will do amazing things. Amazing. Amazing, you will do amazing. amazing things. You don't have to work it out. Just stay in the here and now. Let your mind rest for a little while. Sometimes the deepest answers come when you're out there having fun. So close your eyes, take a breath and smile. Amazing, amazing. You will do amazing things. Amazing. Amazing, you will do amazing things. Amazing, amazing, you will do amazing things.
Our topic today is how to embrace your inner greatness. Now, that relates to the mission of our movement, Centers for Spiritual Living. Our mission is to provide spiritual tools for personal and global transformation. And our mission supports our purpose. And our purpose is to awaken humanity to its spiritual magnificence. And we do that by awakening in ourselves to what is present in us, what's living in us. And by that I mean awakening to our spiritual identity, our spiritual self. And that's why at the Center for Spiritual Living in Santa Rosa and in all of our study groups and centers, we have a strong emphasis on lifelong spiritual learning. To educate ourselves and then to re-educate ourselves about who we are, about what we are, and what is living inside of us. This week, the third week of September, we are starting several online spiritual classes, three of them that are significant because they're starting so soon. There are more. But these are starting soon, and I wanted to let you know about them because registration closes this afternoon. And one of the classes uses Don Miguel Ruiz's Four Agreements by matching them to Science of Mind teachings so that students, you and I, can explore what makes us respond the way we do. And is there an option? What makes us respond to the world the way we do? And is there an option? Appropriately, this class is called Self-Mastery. And also, we're starting next week, this coming week, a new five-week introductory class. It's about spiritual principles and practices that apply, that you and I can apply to our life. And it's appropriate for first-time spiritual explorers, learners. And it's also appropriate for seasoned Science of Mind students, even if you know it all. Now, I'll get to that phrase in a little bit today. Even if you know it all. There is room for you and for me to grow. Now, this class, this beginner class, is 5 weeks long, and it's taught by a team of teachers so that you get a variety of perspectives on spiritual principles and practices. Also, for those who want to learn about the heart behind the teaching of our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, Reverend Ruth Barnard is teaching a class called The Essential Ernest Holmes. Of course, you and I can learn on our own, that we can make that progress on our own. We can read all of the books. We can even go onto our archive and look at all the videos of services. That's true. That's available to anyone. and something powerful happens, at least for me, in the classroom environment. You know, I used to doubt that I could have a powerful experience in a classroom online. I didn't believe it was possible for the connection and the feeling until shelter in place kind of made it a necessity for me and for many of my colleagues and for us to get close and personal and comfy and cozy with being online in a classroom environment. So I'm thinking about a class I took recently online. It was offered by our head office, Centers for Spiritual Living, about social media. Now, to be honest, when I enrolled for the class, I thought, I probably know enough about the topic that I could teach the class myself. Have you ever had that thought? I don't know about you, but for me, whenever I get into that headspace, I become unteachable. Can't teach me anything. Or as my grandmother would say, Edward, you're a know-it-all. And what she meant by that was I was being unteachable. Anyway, what happened for me in the class is this. Because I enrolled and showed up with an open mind to learn something new, I learned something new. Because I came to it wanting to learn something I didn't already know, I learned something I didn't already know. I had the experience of learning together with other curious and enthusiastic minds, and that was very, very stimulating. And also to have access to an expert teacher. And then I started to notice how much I looked forward to every week's class, and then when the last class was over, how much I was regretting that it was all done. Most importantly, I learned that there is always something more to learn. There's always a new angle to view life from. The infinite, which by the way is one of the names we use for the divine, the infinite is not limited to what I already know. And it, in me, is where my magnificence comes from. That it can't come through me when I'm depending on my own counsel. That phrase, depending on my own counsel, it comes from a prayer, one of my favorite prayers from our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, in which he says, I'm going to read it to you because it's so good. Let me not pursue the paths of my own counsel, O eternal blessed presence. Illumine my mind and command my will, so that my soul may be refreshed and that my life may be renewed. I love that. And in it is a clue for us, a clue to waking up to our spiritual magnificence, because our spiritual magnificence, your spiritual magnificence, my spiritual magnificence is so much more than something personal in me, than my personal magnificence. Here we are talking about the magnificence of the eternal blessed presence that illuminates my mind, illuminates your mind, that refreshes and renews us. And here comes the but. There's always a but. But it doesn't do it against our will, without our willingness, without our openness and agreement and alignment. See, I have to show up in the classroom of life with a mind that is open to learning something I didn't know before. Where have you made up your mind that you already know it all? Because my grandmother has a message for you. You don't. The eternal blessed presence, on the other hand, does. And though it is expressing itself all of the time and is available all of the time, it appears for each one of us individually, personally, uniquely, through the filters of our mindset, attitude, point of view, politics, worldview, personality, privileges, cultures, biases, prejudices, preferences, history. And some of that can muddy the water. Here is a question for how to embrace your spiritual greatness, your spiritual magnificence. This is good. How does the eternal blessed presence, which lives in me, how does it see things? What opinion does it have, if it had an opinion? When my mind is illuminated by its mind, what kind of thoughts am I thinking? When my mind is aligned with the eternal blessed presence, how then do I deal with people who have different opinions, values, ideas than I do? See, this is important for us today in this world, because how we behave will tell the world so much more about our teaching than any lecture or book will, right? I tell this story, I told it last time in an election year. It's an election year this year, and I told this before in an election year. It's a story. It's a story about our own center. It's a tender story. It's a story about a man, a member of our community who came to me and told me, "Edward, although I love the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, and although I really value the teachings of Science of Mind, I can no longer attend or take any classes." And I asked him, "Why not?" And he explained that at one of our events, he showed up to the parking lot and he was displaying on his car a sticker of his political party of preference. And he told me that he could no longer feel comfortable because of the, well, he said, unfriendly comments that were directed toward him in the parking lot, our parking lot. See, now we're coming to the difference between political and spiritual. How we behave in our parking lot, in the supermarket, on social media, in the chat box on the videos that we're watching right now, that tells the world what our teaching is through us. You see, if I can't have a different idea about sexuality, values, politics, this or that, if you can't, then we're not welcome here. If we can't be welcome here with our differences of opinion, then, well, we might as well call this the Center for Ordinary Living. Or the Center for people who think they are spiritually superior. Or the Center of Know-It-Alls. Oh, dear. You see, you and I don't have to agree. Now, there is something that brings us together, though. It is our shared spiritual values. It is our shared vision, our values of spiritual living, love, integrity, compassion, our vision of a world that works for everyone. And I admit that someone who has different values and a different vision, well, they may not feel drawn to the Center for Spiritual Living, and that's okay. And I accept that someone who has the same spiritual values of spirituality, love, and integrity may not interpret them in the same way that I do. So you and I get to live those out. We don't need to preach to the world about compassion and about love and about spirituality and integrity. We get to prove it, to live it, through how we treat one another. You know, just let me see if I can do it. And then let me see if that leads to a world that works better for all. One of our favorite speakers who visits us from time to time, Dr. David Ault, he told us about the work he is doing in Cambodia among the poorest of the poor, children there. One of the things he does with them is to help get them reliable fresh water and access to education. And in one presentation he said, "I want to be absolutely clear with you. I am not teaching these people our philosophy. I'm living it by bringing to them the help they seek." Here's a question. How are you living what you are learning? How is that leading to a changed, inspired, uplifted, thriving life for you? As you awaken to what lives in you, to your spiritual magnificence, to the living spirit within you, what difference is that bringing into the world for you, for your family, for the world, for your neighborhood? That's why I love the Global Vision, because it calls me to a bigger story for my life. You know, a story, a big visionary story, one that I want to attach to and reattach to daily by reminding myself. The eternal blessed presence illumines my mind and allows me to see a bigger story for my life, for your life, for all life. I got to remind myself all the time, you know, especially when I go out into the world, you know, or when I'm reading the news, or when I'm trying to understand what's going on. I don't want to lose sight of this bigger idea, this vision, that even in the midst of all of this, there is a creative genius in me, in you, and that we can cooperate with it. And let it flow through us. And use it to express our compassion and creativity. I can't talk for other people. I can't explain why people make the conclusions that they make. I have enough difficulty figuring out why I do what I do and what I think. Then there is something I can do that all of us can do. You and I can make a contribution to the world being a better place by becoming an activated example of our teaching. I want to remember that there is something in me that is always greater than anything that is going on around me. I want to be part of the awakening of the greater awareness, the awakening to the awareness of the greater intelligence that is within me. I want to be part of the awakening that is committed to using this presence and intelligence as a way to bring blessing to the world. And that is why I like to say to myself that there is a creative genius, the one that created you and me, and that it has, well, let's say it like this, it has a bigger idea in mind than you and I just getting by, just surviving. And here is why I think so. Consider who we are, who you are, what lives in you. Consider that we have the unique quality, the ability to operate above our instincts and reactions. We have imagination, and from it we have the power of vision. We can sit exactly where we are and imagine a greater yet to be, a greater possibility. And we can recreate ourselves. Some of us have had to learn that the hard way over these past several years, but we can do that. We can help each other. We can forgive each other. We can learn from our mistakes. We can dismantle personally held views, no matter how ancient they are. We can revolutionize how we show up. We can determine new choices and new pathways. We have the power to change, and above all, we can love. The genius mind that created us and filled our lives with its life gave us the freedom to dream, and thereby gave us the opportunity to daily recreate a new direction, a new potential, a new way, and to infuse it with the warmth and color of our believing and acceptance. And I believe therein is my hope for this world. And it is why I believe in a world that works for everyone. I invite you to breathe in with me and to exhale into a moment of prayer. Recognizing one eternal blessed presence in and through all things, permanent, persistent, available. Recognizing that, I, Edward, speak this word of prayer for myself, for our community, for our city, for our county, for all of our first responders, and for all life. I do so from the tender recognition of our shared kinship through our shared life in the one life that is the divine blessed presence. And so this word I am speaking from my heart of love takes place within that container of divinity. And so where it is happening here in my heart, it is happening everywhere in this prayer. And that is why I affirm love is in this place. The blessed presence, the eternal presence, is illuminating my mind, clarifying my thought. And when I speak in the first person, I mean that I that appears wherever it is, in you, in that one, in this one, everywhere. And so I say, I am in the heart of the blessed presence. And I take comfort in that. And I let that thought lift me up so that I may remember in the days to come that when I speak and when I act and when I choose, that I can do so from the awareness of that blessed presence within. I give thanks for the process and exercise of prayer. I celebrate that as I release this word of prayer into that creative field we call the mind of the blessed presence, that it is done, received, and acted upon. And for that reason, we close our prayer together by saying, and so it is. It is time for our offering, and I would love to take this moment to remind you that this is the time of our Giving Intention program. That means we are inviting you, our members and friends of the center, everyone can participate, to go online to our website, www.cslsr.org and complete a giving intention form. This is an opportunity for you to let us know what you intend to contribute in the year 2021. Then what we will do is we will take all of the submissions, we will add them up, and then our COO, Linda Han, will make a budget out of that. That's how we practice responsible stewardship. So although sometimes we call it a pledge program, it's not the kind of pledge where you send in money now. No, this is an internal organization mechanism, and one that depends on all of us participating. These are unusual times. These are volatile times. And so I thank you for whatever level you participate. And it is true, we have heard from some of our members who are not able to participate right now. Well, guess what? They are contributing their prayers and their visions. It's reciprocal, and we are contributing the same to them. And it reminds me, if you or someone you know is in distress related to the fires or evacuation, please contact us. You can find all of our staff contact information on our website so that we may support you through it. If you would like to set up automatic contributions to your bank, we can help you with that. Linda Han's contact information is on our website too. Any one of our staff will be able to direct you to the right person. And now, please enjoy this music while you think about the place that the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa holds in your heart and in your life.
Good morning, Santa Rosa. This is Robin Hackett, all the way from Denver, Colorado, and I'm very thrilled to be with you this morning to share some of my music. So I hope you enjoy it. This one's called Believe. And all this creation
It's time for our community announcements. Today is the last day to register for three of our classes. There are other classes coming up, but these three, the registration closes today because they start in this upcoming week. And you can't show up on the night in the Zoom room. We have to prepare for you. So if you're interested in the four agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz and applying those to Science of Mind principles and practices, or if you're interested in discovering the heart behind the teachings of our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, or if you'd like to learn about the foundational basic principles and ideas of the Science of Mind teachings, then please go to our website and look at the offerings, because these are starting this coming week. Now, last week I shared with you the Centers for Spiritual Living Spiritual Voting Guide. And if you would like to talk about how the values of our teaching, the spiritual values of our teaching, can guide you in deciding how to vote, not who to vote for, not what to vote for, but the style and mental and emotional atmosphere of your voting process, then you can join Reverend Tara in a drop-in conversation, and the details and times are on our website. Each one of us participates in our spiritual community in different ways, and this time of year we invite you to consider whether or not serving on the Board of Trustees, that's our elected leadership, is for you. And if you are a member of our center, then this might be available to you. So please visit our website, where again all the information is available for you. Now, by the way, everything that I'm mentioning here today is available on our website at www.cslsr.org, and so you'll find it all over there. Like, for example, the weekly and the monthly small groups, which continue to meet online, everything is there. There are two things I'd like to point out this afternoon: Being and Belonging Group. Now, it has its monthly meeting today. Everyone is welcome. And it talks about how diversity becomes inclusivity. And this month's focus, it's talking about antidotes to the culture of white supremacy. So it's a Zoom meeting, 1 p.m., and everyone is welcome. Also, every Sunday evening conversation. This is a beautiful invitation for anyone to be in an intimate group and different facilitators. This evening is practitioner Peggy Weber, and she is inviting you to come to the conversation to talk about embracing your inner greatness. And did you know that after every service there is free confidential prayer? It's such a beautiful service. Now you know about it. Please take advantage of it. You'll leave this broadcast and go to the Zoom webinar that is set up specifically for after-service prayer. Where will you find that information? Go to our website, www.cslsr.org, and right there on the front page, just scroll down, you'll see after-service prayer is available to you. Prayer practitioners are waiting for you. You'll be put in one-on-one groups where you can tell the prayer practitioner what is on your heart, and then they will custom make a prayer, an affirmative prayer, a five-step spiritual mind treatment just for you. I want to thank you for listening, for tuning in, and for being part of our spiritual community. And now, won't you please say these words with me? And if they are not yet familiar to you, they will be as you become more familiar with us and keep on showing up for our broadcasts. Something wonderful is happening through me right now. It is this thing called life. Life is in my mind, life is in my body, and life is in my affairs. I think it, I feel it, and I accept it. Just the way that it is, and just the way that it is not. Thank you, life. Know with me that you are never alone, that spirit is right where you are, that you have only to look within at any moment to know that you are guided, sustained, and empowered by a presence that expresses its love through you in this world. in deepest gratitude, let us live our lives accordingly, so that in everything that we do and say and think, we honor that presence within. And so it is. I'll see you next week.
One, two. One, two.
I release, I got let go. I let the spirit run my life, and my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife. With my faith, I see the light. I am free in the spirit. Yes, I'm only here for God. Yes, I